The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin. Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend, Mr. Joey Jamal, and his wife, in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, they should get married, Bisha'a Tova Umuslachat, and Zechut of the Limud that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of Nachat, Shalom Bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the Berachot. Amen. Daf Lamed Bet. Today's daf is being studied. Ya'anu Nishmat Abraham Ben Esther, Rabbi Moshe Ben Nun, Aru Hashem Tirhem Began Eden, Amen, Vastachat Ya'akov Ben Yosef. We begin today's daf on Lamed Aleph Amud Bet. We are starting from the words Matkif Ladav Shimi Bar Asheh. It is beneath the Tosafot, the Buddha Matkil Uperot, a few lines. We have a sugya over here where we learned a mahloket between Rav and Rabbi Yohanan. Rabbi Yohanan held that you need kavanah when you make a tevilah, when you go to the mikveh. Rav held no, that tevilah for chulin, you don't need kavanah. Even if the guy just fell into the water, it's enough for him to become tahor, at least for chulin situations. Rabbi Yohanan said no. Rabbi Yohanan held, you need kavanah. So the Gemara is going to ask a question. Matkif la Rav Shimi bar Asheh. Mi amar Rabbi Yohanan acher? Did Rabbi Yohanan say that even for chulin you need kavanah? Amar Rabbi Yohanan halakha stam mishnah. First of all, Rabbi Yohanan has a famous statement throughout Shas. Halakha follows the stam mishnah. That's the mishnah that does not have a machloket in it and has no author. Stam mishnah. And we have mishnah utnan nafla sakin v'shachata. Case by shechita. Let's say the knife fell and landed on the animal's neck and slaughtered it. Afa pisha shachata kedarka, even though it slaughtered it in the normal way. Pesula. Mishnah says no good. Avinan ba tamad nafla. So we're going to analyze it. The only reason why it's no good is because it fell by itself. Ha epilahu keshera. But if he caused it to fall, if the person caused the knife to fall, so it's going to be keshera. Ve'afal gav de lo mechaven. Even though the guy didn't have kavana to make shechita. Ve'amdina. And the Gemara says, man tana de lo ba'ay kavana la shechita. And who's the opinion that you don't have to have kavana when you do shechita? Ve'amar abba Rabbi Natani. So then with that Mishnah must have been Rabbi Natan. Again, the Mishnah said where the knife fell on its own. Mashmad, if you fell the knife, so then it's going to be okay, even though you didn't have kavanah. And Rabbi Yochanan says halacha kestam mishnah, that shows you don't need kavanah. So why, when it came to tefillah, he says you have to have a kavanah? When it came to shechita, sounds like you don't need to have a kavanah. So the Gemara says b'shechita afilu Rabbi Yonatan ben Yosef, which means even the rabbi Rabbi Yonatan ben Yosef that says normally you need kavanah when it comes to the mikveh, that's what Rabbi Yohanan followed. Even that rabbi holds with the galir rahmana mitasik mekadashim pasud mechlal dechulin lo ba'inat kavana. Since we have a beferush halacha that says that if a person is mitasik mekadashim, which means, let's say the guy was lifting up the knife, and as he lifted up the knife, he slaughtered the korban. By kodashim, clearly you need kavana. So the Gemara says mitasik bekodashim. If you were involved in something else, and it happened to be that the knife cut the animal's neck off, so it's pasul. So the Gemara says mitasik bekodashim is pasul. But mashma, if my regular chulin is going to be kasher. So since we have a beferush a revelation that only by kadashim mitasik is pasul, but by regular korbanot, by regular chulin, it's okay. So therefore, he makes a chiduk. By mikveh, you need kavanah. But by shreita, you don't need kavanah. He splits the atom. This you do, this you don't. Because we have a beferush, revelation, that only by korbanot, it's not good. But by chulin, it'll be okay. So that's it. The chulin no ba'inan kavanah. Comes the Gemara and says, v'rabbanan. What about the rabbis? The rabbis that argue on Rabbi Natan that we said above, and they say that you throw a knife at the wall, and the knife went and slaughtered the behema, they say the shechita is pesula. Oh, so if they say the shechita is pesula, what do they do with over here? We just said mitasik bekadashim is pasul, mashba al-chulin is kashir. How do the rabbis learn that? You're right. You don't need kavana for zviha. Lahatikha ba'ina. They're going to make the nuke like this. That you're right. For kodashim, you don't need kavana for, which is if you don't have kavana for zviha by kodashim, you need kavana l'shchita. L'sheikim by chulin, you don't need kavana for shchita, but you need kavana at least for hatikha. Your kavana has to be at least you want to cut something. You don't need kavana for shchita, but you need kavana at least for hatikha, which is the rabbis, they hold that you need kavana by shechita, but we not. You said only by kadashim you need kavana. No, by kadashim you need kavana lizbiha, the actual shechita. Mashba, you don't need that kavana by chodin. But what do you need by chodin? At least you need kavana for cutting. That means if a guy threw the knife, or he dropped the knife, his kavana wasn't even for cutting. Stab the knife fell, then it won't be good. But if the guy's kavana was to cut something, or cut the neck, not kavana for shechita necessarily, and it ended up becoming nishchat, even the rabbis will agree, it'll be okay. Amar Ava, beha, zakanu Rabbi Natan Rabbanan. In this, what was just said, Rabbi Natan, his argument is better than the rabbi's argument, which is he defeated the rabbis in this argument. Why? Miketi vehatachta? Does it say in the pasuk vehatachta that you need a haticha? It doesn't say vehatachta. You need to cut. Vezabachta ketiv. The pasuk says vezabachta. Iba'inan kavana lahaticha afil lizbicha namel lebe'e. Ilo ba'inan kavana lizbicha lahaticha namel lo lebe'e. The pasuk says vezabachta, and you're telling me that you don't need kavana for zabachta. You need kavana for Hatikha. He said, well, if you need kavana for hatikha, don't say hatikha, because it's for zviha, so you should need for zviha. And if you don't need for zviha, you shouldn't need for hatikha either. Which means, how are you explaining it? The pasuk says, v'zavachta, by chulim, v'zavachta. He said, well, you don't need kavana for zviha, you need kavana just for hatikha. Does it say v'hatakhta? So, doesn't say v'hatakhta. So therefore, if you tell me you do need hatikha, so you should need zviha. And if you don't need zviha, because as it says in the pasuk, you shouldn't need Hatikah, which means according to Rabbi Natan, you don't need kavana at all by chulin. So therefore, again, the Gemara concluded, Rabbi Yochanan will hold that by mikveh you need kavana, by korbanot you don't need, and the logic is going to be that, why? Because we have a beferush revelation by kodashim. By kodashim you need kavana. If you don't have kavana, you be pasul. Mashma by chulin, you don't need kavana. Oh, what about the rabbis? What do rabbis do with that? They say, oh, you're right. You might not need kavana for shechita, but you need kavana at least for haticha. Okay, Leo, read the Rashi's for us. Medigale lahamana. So before they get wide, like seven lines before they get wide. Medigale lahamana. Poslim. That's the revelation. The pasuk clearly says that it's sonechem tizbahu. So from there we learn it's got to be the kavana. The rabbanan. Zakanu.
Zakanu.
That's fine. He beat them. Kilomar bezot.
Bezot nedin tevarav
nedin. Okay, straightforward. The Gemara said we had a case above on yesterday's daf. A lady went to the mikveh and be honest. So what was the case? How could she go to the mikveh be honest? She did it without kavana. What do you mean without kavana? How do you have a case of a lady going to a mikveh without kavana? Or be honest. It sounds like honest. She was forced almost. So Gemara says, "Hechi dame nidash neinsa vetavla." Idima da nasa havetavat. Maybe a friend took her and dunked her and stuck her into the mikveh. Kavana da haveta, kavana me'aliyatahim. But the kavana of the friend will work, which means the hadush over here is that if a lady dips somebody else in the mikveh, her kavana, the one that's pushing her in, will be considered a kavana. Ve'od betruma name achla. And not only that, she'll be able to even to eat teruma, detnan, ha'chereshet, v'shota, v'soma. These are ladies that don't have da'at. V'shenitrefa da'ata, or she's just mentally ill. Im yesh lem pekechot metakenot otan. Which is, if there's a smart lady there, the smart lady will check her, meaning to make sure she has no hatzitzot, and to make sure that she's, you know, able to go to the mikveh, ve'ochlot betrumah, and dip them in the mikveh. And therefore you see what the da'at of the pikahat can make the da'at of the of the lady that's being dipped. So therefore, why are you telling me if a lady goes to the mikveh without da'at, she's only good for cholin? What do you mean? According to this, if somebody else dipped her, she should be able to even to eat terumah. So what was the case when we said she went pe'ones? So Amar Papa, the Rabbi Natan, according to Rabbi Natan, the case is talking about, which again, Rabbi Natan is a shita that says, you don't need kavana by shechita. You don't need shechita by shechita. So according to him, it's going to be what? Shenafla min a gesher. She was walking on the bridge, and she fell off the bridge, and she landed into the mikveh. In that case over there, it's like the shechita case. She didn't even have kavanah for washing. She had kavanah in the bichlal, just like Rabbi Natan says. You don't need kavanah even for hatikha. You don't need any kavanah by shechita. Even if the knife fell, you don't even have kavanah. It works, bottom line. We couldn't be anything with the bottom line. Same thing this lady over here. The lady fell off the bridge, had no kavanah for anything. She just fell by mistake, and therefore, it's going to be okay. Oh, Rabbanan. Oh, but according to the rabbis, that you need a kavanah by shechita, at least for hatikha. So what's the case of the mikveh? Shiyarda lehakir. You have to say she went into the water to cool herself down. So at least she went in for something. Kavanah was to go into the water at least, albeit not for tahara. Which is, we have to keep the analogy between shechita and tevilah the same. So Rabbi Natan says you don't need kavanah for anything. So also she just fell off the bridge and she fell into the water without any kavanah bichlal. But according to Rabbanan, they said we need a kavanah at least for cutting. So they'll say she fell into the water, but the kavanah was at least to cool herself off. So she wanted to go in, but for a different reason. And then for that'll be okay. Okay, Leo, read the Rashid for us. Rabbi Natan, or mitakenot.
Mitakenot, but what a time v'sha'at.
Mistan.
Mistan, mitakenot, or ta'an, v'sha'at tibiratan.
Right, which means the when you have these mentally ill women, so, or these shotot, or somot, whatever it is, so you have the other ladies check them to make sure that they're viable to go to the mikveh, bidikot, when they have their veset, when they have their period, etc. And then they bring them into the mikveh. The Rabbi Natan. Similarly over here, Hacha Kama,
Rabbi. Rabbi Aliba Shunachla min hageshet, Shalom Kavanah Afilu Lechot.
Good.
Rabbi Yohanan, Lomit Damit Vidal Shechita.
Kadarish.
Kadarish Vechuba Shinit Vechshechita Karak Kadri.
Right, which is Rabbi Yochanan held that by mikveh you need kavanah. He learned that from the case of the mitzorah. Remember, we learned the case yesterday. Yesterday's up by the mitzorah. That's a what? Now, when the kohen goes to check the garment and he sees there's a mitzorah, a tzara'at on it, so it says he has to go dip it in the mikveh. When it says again, he dips it a second time. First time they dip it in water to clean it. The second time they dip it in the water for the tevilah. But the point is you needed kavanah. So he says, by tevilah you need kavanah. Shaita is different. Shaita you don't need kavanah. Shaita is enough just to have kavanah for haticha. So what is he going to say? Urabanan de ba'umi ha kavanah la haticha. Utkvate betevilah makshar biyad ba'al kishyada lehakir. Ve'lo letbol. And she didn't go down to dip in the mikveh. Ve'nafta kulah leto kavanah. Which means she went to wash, let's say, up to her neck. Cool off. What happened? She dunked by mistake. That'll be okay according to Rachita. Okay. Comes the brothers Amarava, Shahat Parav, Shahat Behema, Iman, the Drakot Pesula. Okay, now we're going to go to Paraduma laws. Slaughtered the Paraduma. And with it, you slaughtered another animal. Everybody's going to say that what? Pesula. That the Paraduma is Pesula. Remember, we looked at the Halakama Paraduma. Right, you can't do another work with it. You have to focus yourself on the work at hand. If you do two things at the same time with the paraduma, no good. So look at Rashi, Leo Shahat. Two lines at the bottom. Shahat paraduma.
Shahat paraduma. Shahat acharet imah cholin shinit kavema. Divrei hakol para pesula mechamat melacha ached vema keshera.
Right, which means pesula mechamat melacha acharet ubehema keshera. So it's the behema keshera gushet kavana. Everybody will agree that when you send the second animal with kavanah for shechita, second animal is okay. So the first animal is a problem because it's para aduma. Okay. She's ben Rabbi Natan and ben Hakamim. They have an argument. You need kavanah by shechita. They'll all say that the para aduma in this case is pesula. Right. Only the para aduma. Now nishechita behema acheret imah le Rabbi Natan para pesula. בהמה כשרה. רבנן, פרה כשרה, בהמה פסולה. Now the next case is talking about, let's say you slaughtered another animal of chulin שלא בכוונה. Uti para aduma. So according to Rabbi Natan, that says you don't need kavana by chulin. So therefore that shaita is considered a legitimate shaita. So it's going to make the para aduma pesula. And the behema is going to be keshera. Whereas according to Rabbanan, chulin needs kavana. And therefore since chulin needs kavana, you didn't have kavana over there. So therefore the para aduma will be keshera. Because it's considered you didn't do a shaita, you didn't do another melacha, and the animal itself will be pesula. So it'll be reversed. So here you have a reverse nafkaminan halacha legabe paraduma. Read the top rashi. Nishchata.
Nishchata b'ma'a chetima.
Belo mitkaben. Not kabana. There be natan.
There be natan. The mavshir shechitat chulin belo kabana b'ma keshira ofera pesula. Af agav deshelo b'kabana lo masach da'atev lo mikre mitasek b'melacha acheret. Chulin shechato keshira.
Okay, good. So according to Rabbi Natan, since the Shaita was okay, even though he didn't have Kavana, but so it doesn't matter if you don't have Kavana. So therefore it's considered a Melacha. And you did a Melacha with the Paraduma. So the Para is no good, and the Behema is, yeah, good. The Rabbanan. When you do a shechita without kavana, that's not considered doing a melacha. So then it's not possible the para aduma, the tamad melacha acheret mishum de masach da'atem para. The reason why it's pasul the para aduma is because you took your mind off the para aduma. But if you did this unintentionally, so your mind is not even on the other item. So it was not going to be possible para aduma. Ve'echad elo yichaven the melacha acheret. If you didn't have kavana to do a melacha, leka esi hadat. Good. The Gemara is going to say later on. Let's say you slaughtered the paraduma. As you slaughtered paraduma, you cut a gourd was cut at the same time. Your kavanah was not to cut the gourd. Your kavanah was just to cut the paraduma. It was not going to possess the paraduma because it was done by say hadat the second night. Gemara says pshita. These are like what you just told me. The chaula they are pashut. We know them already. What do you have to tell it to me? Which we learned. That any time you do a melacha with the paraduma, that's parat pasula. What are you telling me over here? Kibad neshchaita beema acheret Rabbi Natan estarichale. You need the chedush for Rabbi Natan. Why? Sakadat achamina veshachat ota amar rachmana velo ota vechaberta. ואיך ידמה כגון ששחט שתי פרות בעדי הדדי אבל בהמת דחודין אמא לא כמה שמלן. I would have thought that when it says you can't do another melaka, maybe it means to slaughter another para aduma with it. Maybe only two para adumas is going to be asur, but maybe if you slaughter a para aduma with another behema, maybe that's not considered a melaka acheret. Kama shmalan that even a behema acheret a chudin is going to render the para aduma pesul. All I know is you can't do another melaka. You can't do two slaughterings. I would have maybe two para adumas simultaneously. You're doing two paradumas at the same time. Oh, the hadush is mipasu. Kamash, but not even two paradumas. Even a paraduma and a chulin animal, even without kavana kodri binatai, can render the paraduma pasul, because bottom line, it is indeed considered a melacha. Look at Rashi. Pshita.
Pshita. Akati.
So we know that halakha right nishchaita b'ma'achad v'leta tzarich adi. Kevan. I would have thought that's got to be a melacha. It's got to be a melacha. Not something that you just did. It's got to be a melacha. Since you slaughtered this behema chulin without kavana, so I would have said maybe it's not going to be possible the paraduma. The v'shahat otam mashma v'lo otam v'haverta. What is chaverta? Vechida mikot shal shtei parot adumot ma'adei adadi. Kamash ma'alan, techulin name mashma. Techulin also is included. Okay. Comes the Gemara and continues. And the halakha we just said. Hatak dala'at ima. Devrei akol pesula. Nechtecha dala'at ima. Devrei akol keshera. Which means, if a person cut a gourd, kavana, as it was cutting the paraduma, I cut the gourd, there's two melachot at the same time, no good. Everybody's going to say, pesula. because she did a melacha bekavana. But nechtecha dana velo kavana, everybody's going to say the parah adumah is kishera, because this is done shilo midah, because she didn't take your mind off the, but it happened without even a kavana. Look at that, she hatak dana atemad vrei kum pesod deha melachai, because you did a melacha nechtecha dana atemad vrei kum kishera de shilo bekavana lo mekri osik melacha. Which means, so you're gonna ask me a question. According to that, yes, Rabbi Natan says if you slaughter another animal, shelo bekavana, it's posel the parah adumah. Wait, but what's the difference between cutting a gourd shelo bekavana or cutting an animal shelo bekavana? That's the question that she is. So that she says, because there we have a befilush pasuk says veshachat ota. So we have a gazette of Bishat Ota Velo Haverta, even if it's done Shelo Bekavana. Because we Befirush says you have to slaughter it, Mashua, not something else, no matter what. That's what she says over here. She writes, Vereshal Biatan Tamadikti Bishat Ota Velo Haverta, Ima Vishlo Bekavana Nami Shemar, which means, bottom line, even Shelo Bekavana is called the Shahita. Right, a gourd is not slaughtering, and therefore a gourd, shelo bekavana, will not be possible according to everybody. Now we go to the next Mishnah, Nafla Hasakin. Okay, this we're discussing now the law of Shehiyah. Let's say the guy was in the middle of making the Shechita, and the knife fell out of his hand. Now he's got to pick up the knife, and he's got to go back and continue where he left off. Now we got there's a time delay over here. So he goes, Nafla Hasakin Vigbiha, or Naflu Kelav. Well, let's say one of his hat fell off. So he stopped in the middle of Shaita to pick up his garment. Vigbihan, hishchiz et asakin. Or let's say, before the Shaita, he sharpened the knife, so he got very tired from that. And then he started the Shaita. In the middle of Shaita, he was so fatigued, he couldn't get through the Shaita. Af! Af means the ta'if. He got tired. Uba havero v'shahat. So his friend took over. His friend came in the middle and continued the Shaita. Im shaha kedesh Shaita pesula. If the interval between the two shechitot was the amount of time of a shechita, it just says imsha kedesh shechita. We'll see what kedesh shechita means, but I'm telling you, it means the time that it takes to make a complete shechita. If you waited that interval, pesula. Rabbi Shimon omer imsha kedesh bikur. The shoot is not kedesh shechita, kedesh bikur. The time it takes to check what we will see. Leo, read it as she's. Vishnan, Naflasakin.
Naflasakin, Vibia, Vishahabik ever has a Kilab, Begadab. Oshet Chita Tasakin, Kodem Shahita, Vaf Nityaga, Vishahat, Lohayabo Koach, Ufasak Shahitova, Hagrova Shahat.
Comes going and says, my Kiddish Shahita, how long is this Kiddish Shahita? Amarab Kiddish Shahita, Behema Hedit. The amount of time that it takes to slaughter another Behema, the full Behema. You could have argued is maybe the amount of time that it takes to finish. Because the guy started already. It doesn't mean the amount of time it takes to finish. The amount of time it takes from beginning to end a complete behema. Am yilal of kanav rav aser rav. Kedesh shechitat behema lebehema le'of. Or dilma av behema le'of. Is that a standard shi'ur? Which means even if I'm slaughtering a bird, is the shi'ur of shi'iyah kedesh behema? Or do we say no, behema for behema. Off for off. So he says like this. Rav says, when I was learning by my uncle, Habibi is my uncle. Rav's uncle was Rav Chaya. So he says, when I was learning by my uncle, the Bihaya, he wasn't showing me a courteous face where I was able to ask him questions. Meaning he was not in a good mood, so to speak. So I couldn't ask him that question when he taught me this sugya. Lo ava badichna b'habibi. Habibi is my uncle. Dishayile. Okay, so itmar amanav kedesh shechitat behema lebehema ve'of le'of. So you clearly have the answer. Rav says, animal for animal, off for off. Ushmuel amar afilu behema le'of. He says, no, behema is a standard shiur for everything. V'chin ki ata ravin, when ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, amar Rabbi Yochai, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, afilu behema le'of. Good, so according to the rabbis of Israel as well, this is a standard shiur for a behema. Third shita. So again, we have so far in the Mishnah two shitot. We have kedesh shechita, we have kedesh bikur, whatever that means, and now we have a third shita. Rabbi Hanina amar kedesh yavi behema achedet v'yishchot. Wow. The amount of time, huh?
Go get it?
Yeah, amount of time it takes to go get an animal, and go make shaitan. So the Gemara says, exactly, Yavi, afilu me'alma. What do you mean? From anywhere in the world? Now, it all depends. If the animal 2 miles away, she has to take 2.5 hours, which means it's not a set time. Amara papa omedet le'atir ika benayu, which means when it said over here the amount of time to bring another behema, which means it meant yatilena na'aris, which is the amount of time that it takes to take an animal and put it on the ground before they make the shechita. They take the animal and they put it on the ground. The first rabbi held it was on the ground already, so it's just the amount of time that it takes to make the shechita. This rabbi gives a little more, a couple, few more seconds. The amount of time that it takes to shochet, take the animal and ground it, and then make the shechita. That's what it means to bring it. Bring it means bring it and it's in front of him. Bring it and push it down. Look at Rashi. Rashi. Do Rashi. Yep. Ika. Second line. Ika.
Then Rabbi Hanan, Rabbi Yochanan,
right, he needs Hatala Mishrita. You have to put it down and do the Shita. This is the fourth opinion. She Yagbihena, the Yerbitsena, the Yishot, the Kale Daka, the Gasa. The amount of time that it takes to lift the animal a little off the ground and then to flip it on the ground, each animal according to what it is. Meaning if it's a sheep or a goat, the shuda takes to do that, it's a behema daka, or the amount of time of behema gasa, like a cow or an ox. So this is a little longer. This is already the amount of time that it takes to lift it up. Look at the she. Daka le daka. Now she's getting into the halakha. Even though we generally have a rule that Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, when they're arguing on something, halakha follows Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan over was the one that said that she would have behema even for an off. The behema standard, Kevan.
Kevan, the king led Rabbi Yossi by Rabbi Hanina,
which is once already we see these other rabbis that say, like, for example, the Yosef and Rabbi Hanina, that clearly said, Daka le Daka, Gasa le Gasa, they must hold also off for off. So therefore, Rav's opinion is not alone. He has rabbis that agree with him. Therefore, Emela Shavim off the off. So therefore, we have to be Mahmir. Now, what's enough kamira to be Mahmir? I'll tell you, can't stand enough kamira to be Mahmir. Very, very poor halakha now, according to this. Which means, according to this, right, so off, so off is going to be a shi'ur of an off. That means would be come out like this. If a person slaughters, they off. Let's say he slaughters rov. The rov already is kashir. And he takes the knife away. Okay? And the bird is still jumping around. The shohet would not be allowed to take the knife and go back to the bird and finish it off. Because already you have shihiyah. How long does it take to make a shihaitat off? A second. Let's go like this. You have seen
that?
You're right. No, but you're still going back to make to finish the shihaitah. It could be it's considered all part of the same shihaitah because you're going to finish that shihaitah. So it's you made shihiyah. In that case, you want to kill the animal, better to club it over the head. Once you did the rov, don't finish the simanim by the rov, because if you finish it, could be have a problem of shihiyah. Ella, do what? You'll see the nafka mirah.
Isn't it done though?
You'll see the Gemara. The Gemara is going to. I'm jumping the gun on this hadush, what I'm saying, but you'll see it in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to do such a hadush. Just keep that in your mind. Amarava. Hashuchet pesakin ra'a. Bad knife. What's a bad knife? Not sharp. Afilu kol hayom kulo kesherah. He's going back and forth the whole day. Dull, the knife. Shaita ra'ah. Sakin ra'ah. So he's all day long like this, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So as long as it didn't stop, it's okay. There's no shi'iyah. Look at that shi. Besakin ra'ah. You're reading for us today.
She'en chiduda.
Hotech.
Hotech yafa.
Right, there's never sharpness. The blade is not sharpened. Afilu.
Shekoyom kolo ma'arich.
Which even though it's taking him an hour to do the shechita, because he keeps on going back and forth, Keshera. So long as he didn't stop. So he's going back and forth in the motion, so he didn't make a hefsek. Ba'ei Rabba. Shehiyot Maushi Yitztarfu. Okay, second question, the Gemara. Okay, what I want to know, do you mitztaref, do you combine shehiyot? That means we said, let's say, to slaughter an animal. Let's say that shi'ud is 1 minute. Okay? Now I made a shi'ita. I stopped for 10 seconds. Then I continued, I stopped for 10 seconds. Do I combine shi'ud? Or do I say, no, each stopping has to be a shi'ud of a behemah? Or can you combine the times? The Gemara says, what do you mean? What kind of question? V'tif shot la medideh. Which means Rabbi asking a question. From what you said, Rabbi, you can answer the question. Why? Because you just said a case where you're slaughtering the whole day. You're slaughtering the whole day with a bad knife. You said, it's okay. So the Gemara is assuming that it's talking about where you're slaughtering and you're stopping. And you're slaughtering and you're stopping. And you're slaughtering and you're stopping. And you see you can do that the whole entire day. Implying that you don't mitztaref the shiurim. The Gemara says, right. You didn't stop. The Gemara answers. Yeah. We thought the case maybe over there, Sakin Na'a, was you started, you didn't go, you pulled away, you continued. So you see, it's not Mr. He was, no, the case over there, you didn't stop at all. You kept on going back and forth. Okay, next question. This is the case where I told you with the chicken. Shahab mi'ut simanim mahu, which means you slaughtered the rov simani. Okay, you did the rov. And now you have mi'ut left over. So after you did the rov, you were shoher, and then you went back to finish the job. What's the question? Mahu, which means, do you say that since you went back to finish, it's considered all part of the same shechita, or do you say like you said, child? No, once you did rov, finished. I did rov, I'm done. Now there's no more shechita. The animals are kasher already. Or do you say no? Since you went back to finish it, it's all considered part of the same shechita, and therefore there's going to be an issue of Shehiya. The Gemara does not answer that question. Gemara says Tiku. Now they'll read the Rashi on this one over here. Bimi'ut Simanim. Shahatarov. Shahatarov. Bimi'ut Acharon. The last Mi'ut he made Shehiya. Now look at the Rashi. Mao. Oh, do we say since you did the rov? What do I care? It's kasher already. There's no shiya after rov. Or dilma. Oh, maybe you say since you went back, it's all considered one shechita. Now look at the Rashi. This is the Rashi I jumped the gun on. Tiku.
Tiku.
Which means, stop. When you slaughter in the beginning, right, with a mi'ut, let's say, then you make a shehiyah, so therefore, it's like you made a hole in the veshet. Once you make a hole in the veshet, it's a terifah. Because once you make shehiyah, automatically the animal becomes, you don't connect the two slaughterings. So it's like you're picking up now on an animal that already has a blemish. Now here's the case I want to tell you now.
Shohet rov simanim v'shik miyado va'of.
Shohet lamut.
Asud lachazor l'toch ha-mi'ut.
B'torat shehita.
Demutav.
Sheyake al ha-savar b'sakim.
O yamtin ha-shir.
Right, which means, he's talking to a shohet now. You're slaughtering a bird. You did rov. You took the bird, you threw it on the floor. You're still sputtering, you're still jumping up and down. Don't take it and continue. Because it could be a chiyah. Better to take the knife and just club it on the back of the neck to kill it, or let it die by itself. Because according to this Gemara, we're even in the tiku. Gemara continues. Rabbi Shimon omer, im shehah kedeh bikur. Okay, Rabbi Shimon understands the shiur of bikur. What is bikur? So it says, my kedeh bikur, amar Rabbi Yohanan kedeh bikiro shel chacham. The amount of time that it takes to bring the knife to a rabbi to check the sakin. Bikur sakin. Gemara says, what do you mean? Im ken atat devarech l'shiurim. Again, that's you gave your shiur, your time to different. It's arbitrary. Maybe the rabbi's a mile away. Maybe the rabbi's down the block. Or what's the shiur? Gemara says no, not the rabbi itself. Ela kede bikur tabah kede bikur tabah hakam. What does tabah hakam mean? Where the butcher himself or the slaughterer himself is the hakam. He's on premise. The amount of time that the shiur takes to check his his own knife. So you don't have to go anywhere. The tabach is the hacham midrashi. Okay, let's next Mishnah. Next Mishnah. Shahada the Veshit. Case that we saw already. Okay, guys slaughtered the Veshit of the Behemah. Ufasak Gargirit. And he pulled out the Kaneh. Gargirit is the Kaneh. Which means he didn't slaughter the Kaneh. He slaughtered one Siman and he pulled out the second Siman. Or Pasak the Gargirit. He did the reverse. He pulled out the Gargirit first. V'alagak shahat the Veshit. Or shahat echad behim. Or he slaughtered one of the simanim. V'imtina ad shemeta. And he just waited to the animal to die. Or shehalid tasakin ta'at sheni upsako. Or he slaughtered one siman and then he stuck the knife in between the siman where the knife was covered and he cut the second siman. I mean, he cut it the wrong way, basically. Now here's the hadush of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshevav. That's an interesting rabbi. Shem Hakam Hu. Yeshevav. Okay. What does he say? Nevela. Oh, the animal is a nevela. No, it is a hadush because once you call it a nevela, he holds it was not slaughtered properly. Correct? And that's all these cases. It was not slaughtered properly. There's tuma. Rabbi Akiva Omer Terefa. This is not a nevela, it's a terefa. What's the logic here? Klal amar Rabbi Yeshiva Meshuv Rabbi Yeshua. Here's the klal. Kol shenifseda b'shechitata. Anytime the psul is in the shechita itself, nevela. In this case, all these cases were shechita problems. It's not like you found a hole in the lung or a hole in the veshit. All these things, issues when you slaughtered one siman or you pulled out a siman first. V'chol shechitata kala'ui. But as long as the shaita was fine, v'davar acher garamla, dipa said something else caused it to become pasul, terefa, v'hodudu Rabbi Akiva. And eventually Rabbi Akiva retracted, and he agreed. It was a very poor klal, by the way. So again, get the klal of Rabbi Yeshiva. If the shaita did the psul, nevela. If the shaita was good, and the psul happened, from something external, meaning a hole in the lung, or whatever it is, then it becomes a Terefa, Rabbi Akiva agrees with that. Rashi, Haimi. Yeshiv Hav, that's an easy one. Shem Hakam Hu. Vechenu Bedvra Yamim. Okay, I read it. Comes the Gemara and says, Shahat et Veshet. The whole Mishnah. Up to Vehudud Rabbi Akiva. That's all that case over here. The Urmini, we have a contradiction. Elu Terefot Bebehema. The following items become terefot by a behemah. Nikuvat veshet. I have no problem with that. Nikuvat veshet means there's a hole in the veshet. Fine. That's a kolshu. But look at the next one. Upsukat agargeret, which means pulling out the gargeret. It's mashma where you slaughtered one siman, you slaughtered the veshet, and you pulled out the gargeret. Now, why is that a terefah? We just said everybody agrees that if it's a psul and shi'ita, it's called a nevela. So who's this going like? Especially once Rabbi Akiva agreed. Look at Rashi, Amitab Rashi, Nikuvat HaVeshet. Right, so who's it going like? So Gemara says, Amar Abba Lakashya. Kan sheshachat ulbesof pasak. Here's the case of our Mishnah is talking about where you slaughtered the veshet first and then you pulled out the kaneh. Good, so the shechita that you did was a shechita pesula, therefore it's a nevela. Kan, but this over here we just read, shepasak ulbesof shachat. Where you pulled out the kaneh first. So there, it was pasul before you even did a shechita. Which means when it's psul and shechita, then it's a nevela. Here, in this case, you pulled out the gargaret first. The Gemara says, shachat ulbesof pasak nifsedet b'shechitahi. Pasak ulbesof shachat ki adavar ki davar acher garam el pesedam. I know you can ask the question from our Mishnah. That's the next Gemara's question. But again, look at this with the Gemara's languages. When you make a shechita, when you slaughtered one, and then you pulled out the next one, your shechita was pesula. Shechita pesula makes a nevela. Here in the second Mishnah, you pulled out the gergeret first. You didn't start shechita yet. So once you didn't start shechita, it becomes a terefa.
Right.
So the Gemara asks the question that Charles says, Iti be ravaha baruna lanava. Here's the question of Mishnah. Shachat etaveshet upasak etagargeret. Okay, that case is not another problem. Well, you started one siman, then you pulled out the second one. However, pasak etagargeret, veharkak shachat etaveshet nevela. The reverse case, where you pulled out the gargeret first, and still you're calling it a nevela. What do you mean it should be a terefa? Gemara says, Emma, you know how you should read the Mishnah? Uchvar shahat et avesh meikara. Problem. Come on, next question. Which means when it says in the Mishnah that you slaughtered or you pulled out the gergeret, it means you pulled out the gergeret after you slaughtered the vishet first. When we read the case, you took out the gergeret, went to the gergeret first. We took it out first, it's a tenefa. No. You pulled out the gergeret, uchvar, you already made shaita on the vishet. Now, wait, how did the Gemara even attempt to give an answer? Wasn't that the first case in the Mishnah? The first case in the Mishnah was, you slaughtered the veshet, and then you pulled out the gargaret. So you have to say in the first case, you did it simultaneously. That you did shechita on the veshet, while at the same time pulling out the gargaret. The second case is, you did it separately. You have to make some type of chiduk.
But if it's no good in the first case.
Oh, the Gemara is going to ask these questions. Look at Ashi. Pasak the gargaret. Okay, that's what we said. So the rabbi has a shtei teshuvot b'davar. I have two claims against what you just said. Hada hainu kamaita, which is your question. That's the first case in the Mishnah. You tell me that the second case in the Mishnah is talking about where you pulled out the gergeret after you did the veshet. That's the first case. What is the difference between the first case and the second case of the Mishnah? Ve'od ha'tanya ve'aharkach. Which means, clearly it said in the Braita, shahat davishet, pasak tagargeret ve'aharkach shahat davishet. Clearly the Braita says aharkach. How could you tell me it means you did it first? So therefore, number one, it's redundant the way you're learning it, and number two, it's not mashma in the lashon. Ela amarava. So he comes along and he explains what it meant in that braita. And the problem with the braita is over there is it says in the braita above. This is the question we have to deal with. The braita's language is elu terefot bebehema. The following items are terefot, and one of the cases of terefot was. Pesukata gargeret. Masha, you pulled out the gargeret first. You pulled out the gargeret first, so we're saying that it's a terefa. So the Gemara answered, it depends. If you made shechita first on the siman and then you pulled it out, this will be a nevela. If you pulled it out first, then it's going to be a terefa, which means it depends which came first or not. The Gemara had a question, what do you mean? You see clearly over here that even if you pulled out the gargeret first, it's called a Nevela. Ah, elamarava elu asurot ketani. Which we don't read terefot in the braita above. Read these are asurot. Ve'yesh mehem nevelot, ve'yesh mehem terefot. Which means the braita over there said these following cases are asurot. Some of them will be in the nevelot section, some of them will be in the terefot section. Meaning, the nevelot section will be when you slaughtered it. And then you pulled out the gargaret. The telephone sex, we pulled out the gargaret, and then you did the. Okay, read Rashi. Ela.
Elo.
Kasurot kama. Vyesh mehem. Kegon. Correct. Vyesh mehem nevelot. Kegon nekubata veshet upsukata gargaret. De itra makom shechita didu. Aha. Interesting, which means according to this, it's nevelot. If something happens to the areas of shechita, something in the pipes, that's called a nevela. So a hole in the pipe, or pulling out one of the pipes, it's nevelot. Which is therefore it doesn't matter what you did first. Which means, always when the psul will be in the pipes, it's going to be a nevela. Now, the pipe rule, exactly. Which means, of course, if you slaughtered one pipe and then you did the other, that's for sure it's a nevirah. But the hadush that she's telling you over here is, even if there's a hole in the pipe, or let's say there was you pulled out one of the pipes, the bottom line, that's in the shechita area.
But there's a hole in the
gargaret,
it's fine. I mean,
right, oh, like she said, she's in the vision. Wow. So he says, Kigon nekuvata vesh upsukata gargaret. Mikivan shtekel be makom shechita. That's the new answer. We thought till now, what are you talking about? If you pull out the gargaret first, it's a terefa. You didn't start shechita yet. Now that she's telling you, nah, since the psul took place in the shechita section of the animal, it's a nevelah. It's a big chiddush. A lot of these shulim argue on this rashi. That's what he's saying. So the Gemara says, wait, if that's the case, we just have one more point. V'lechshov named d'chizkiyah. If already you're giving me all the cases of Nevelot, why don't you include Hezkiah's case? What did Hezkiah say? Damar Hezkiah, Asa'a Gistera. Remember, you cut the animal in half. Nevela. Okay, that's Metameh, even though it's still jumping around. V'lechshov named Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar's case was Rabbi Elazar. Nitela Yarech. Remember, you pulled off the animal's leg. You cut off the animal's leg b'halala. And it's the halal shila and the cavity as well. It's also a nevela. Ki ketani nevela de lo metame'a mechayim. Aval nevela de metame'a mechayim lo ketani. Which means these nevelot that we're discussing in the Mishnah are talking about nevela that only takes place after the animal dies. Those other nevelot, the rabbis held that even if the animal is still jumping around, they become nevelot. Which means both, all these cases are nevelot. But in our Mishnah, when you pull out the gargaret, the animal's still living. So you have to wait till the animal dies. Those other nevelot, where you cut the animal in half, the animal's still jumping around, it's a nevelot at that point, even when it's still alive. So we're only discussing nevelot in the Mishnah after it's dead, not nevelot when it's still alive. Read Haimi the Rashi, over the Nechshov Nami. Nechoske, yeah. Nevela. The farkeset. So you have a Mishnah shechata veshet. Pasaket a gargaret. So you slaughtered one siman veshet. Pasaket a gargaret. You pulled out the gargaret, the kane. Or pasaket a gargaret. You pulled out the gargaret first. V'halkech shechata veshet, and then you slaughtered the veshet. Oh. Shechat echad mehim. You slaughtered one of the simanim. V'imtin la'ad shemeta, and just waited for the animal to die. Or echlid sakin ta'at hashini. Or you made shechita on one of the simanim, and then you stuck the knife in between the simanim, and you made halada, which is no good, obviously. Ufsakon, you cut the second siman. Rabbi Yeshevav said that in all those cases, nevela. The animal becomes a nevela. It's metameh b'maga u'masa. Okay, that's a case of nevela. Rabbi Akiva argued and said, no, it's not a nevela, that case, it's a terefa. Either way, you can't eat it, according to both opinions. Nafka minas, is it going to be teme'ah or not? Rabbi Akiva says, it's a terefa. It's not metameh. Okay. Now, I want to explain this part over here. Rabbi Yeshevav Sover, in order to get the animal out of a nevela status, you need to slaughter two simanim kara'ui. Until you slaughter the two simanim kara'ui, you're in nevela status. What's already you slaughtered one simanim, already the neshama is going out of the animal. The nefesh is going out of the animal. So once it's partly dead, so then anything that happens subsequently can make it a terefa. So then the Gemara's Mishnah said, Rabbi Akiva Omer, terefa klalama Rabbi Yeshiva Mishum Rabbi Yoshua, kochi netshala b'shchitata, that any type of animal that became pesula in the place of shchita, meaning in the kane and in the veshet, so netshala b'shchitata, for example, you made a psul and shehiyah as you were cutting the animal, or you did derasai, you went in between the simanim, you went derasai, I mean you chopped it, you sliced the head off, all those cases over there, nevela. But All times that Shaita was Kara'uy, he slaughtered the Shaita, Kanev Beshet, Vedabar Acher Garam Lipasel. There was a hole in the Re'ah, something else outside, so then it's seen as the Terefah. Anyway, Adon Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva eventually retracted and agreed to the Bi Yeshiva. That was the Mishnah. Came the Gemara and said, Urmini, leave the beginning. The beginning is a quote from the Mishnah. Urmini, this is the stira that we have to deal on today. A contradiction from the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? Elu terefot bebehema. Following items make the behema a terefa. So it says terefot. It says nekuvat veshet. Let's say the veshet has a hole, even a kolchu. And upsukat hagargeret. Or let's say the gargeret was detached. Now, who's this going like? Between Rabbi Yeshivav and between Rabbi Akiva, everybody held at the end that if something happens in the places of the Shechita, that makes it a nevela. Here you're saying, Likuvata Veshet, or Nipsikaha Gargeret, is the din of Terefa. This cannot be going like any rabbi, because all these rabbis in the Mishnah already concluded that anything happens in the Simmanim, it's a nevela. Look at Rashi, top line. Nikuvata veshet alma terefahi velav nevela. Chavan da hazar bo Rabbi Akiva. Once Rabbi Akiva retracted, ha'hu de edu terefot mani. Who's the author of it? Amar Rava la kashya. So Rava answered, it's not a kashya. Kan sheshahat ulbesof pasak, kan shebasak ulbesof shahat. It depends. Did you cut one siman and then you pull the other one off, or then you pull it off first and then make the shechita? What's nafkamina? The Gemara explains it. Shachat ubesof pasak. If you made shechita on one of the simanim, and then you went and you pulled out the other siman, nifselet b'shechitahi. That's already, you're involved in shechita. You started the shechita. So the psul is in shechita. That makes it a nevera. However, pasak ubesof shachat. But if you were posek, if the gargeri came out first, so therefore, kidavar acher garam la lipasel dam. You didn't start shechita yet, and already the animal became pesula. It's like a davar acher garam la. Already, you didn't even start the process yet. That's Rava's answer. That's she. She shachat et aveshet ubesof pasak deger kidavar acher garam la dam yada kodim sheitchil b'shechita nefsal. Before you started the shechita, already became pasul. I forgot the b'chada shartai, even though it all happened at the same time. Let's see, it all happened at the same time. At the time of the Shechita, the Gargeret was pulled off. So now she says, too late, once the Gargeret was pulled off, it's going to become a Terefa. That's the way they want to answer. What went first? They ask the obvious question. Eti ve'erava ha'barun al-rava, al-mishnah, shachat et aveshet, u'pasak et gargeret. That is the question. The second case, pasak et gargeret, v'ha'kak shachat et aveshet, Nevela. Mishnah says, even if you were posek the gargeret first, and then you did the veshet, it makes it a nevela, even in that case. So Gemara says, Ema uchbar shachat et aveshet meikara. Well, so you have to say that case was talking about when the gargeret was pulled off, you already slaughtered the veshet. So you were involved in shechita already. Even though the Mishnah's mashma, not like that. Gemara answers, no, when it says, pasek a gargeret, after the veshet was already cut. So I'm going to ask two questions on it. Amale, so Rav Ha tells Rav Ha, shtei teshuot yesh bedavar. Hada dahinu kamaita. Number one, that's the first case of the Mishnah. The first case of the Mishnah was shachat ta veshet, pasak gargeret. So then you tell me, pasak gargeret, ukvar shachat ta veshet. It's redundant, it's the same case. And number two, ve'od, ha tanya ve'achar kach. It says in the Braita, v'aharkach. So why did I have to say bright? It was some rishonim don't have v'aharkach in our Mishnah's language, but there's a brayta that says clearly that shahat et agargeret, pasak et agargeret, v'aharkach shahat et avesh. So once it says in the brayta, at least v'aharkach, you're stuck. You can't tell me, oh, the agargeret came up and already you did the avesh already. It says v'aharkach. Okay. So therefore, scratch that answer. Take two. Ela Amar Rava. Rava says, oh, now again, let's get the question again. Amishnah's rule, you're involved in Shechita, it makes it a Nevela. Right? Whether the Gergeri came first, whether the Veshet came first. You're involved in Simanim, Simanim make it a Nevela. Hi, we have a bright that it clearly says, even though you're involved with Simanim, it calls it a Terefa. So Ibrahim says, Ela Amar Rava. Eluhen asurot ketani. It doesn't say terefot in that Mishnah. So these things are asurot. V'yishmehem nevelot. And some of them are also going to be nevelot. For example, the Veshet case and the Gargeri case, they'll be in the nevelot situation. Which means since they became mekulkal, they become pesulim. And therefore makes it a nevelavi yeshmehem terefot. And the other items, the Mishnah over there enumerates other items as well, which are terefot. So that's why we answer the Mishnah. Yeshmin asurot mishum this, and yeshmin asur mishum that. So you want to ask a side question. Oh, you're listing me all the cases of nevelot. V'lechshov named chaskiya damar chaskiya se'ag gistera nevela. V'lechshov named rabbi l'azad amar rabbi l'azad nutila yarech v'halal shela nevela. You cut the animal in half. Or let's say the leg of the animal was pulled off and it made a cavity. All those cases make the animal a nevela as well. How come the Mishnah didn't list it? Well, it those cases, the animal is a nevela even though it's still alive, no shaking. This case over here has to be a nevela only after it is dead. So the Mishnah is only listing the nevelot after mita. So that's the first answer of the Mishnah. Another answer. Kan sheshachat b'mkom hatach. Kan sheshachat shelo b'mkom hatach. Go back to the case. The case is talking about where the gargaret came off. Part of the gargaret, row of the gargaret came off. Amishnah, and then you slaughtered the veshet. So Amishnah says nevela. The other Mishnah says terefa. Another Rav Kemena is where did you slaughter? Where did you put the knife? So one case is talking about where you put the knife in the place where it was cut already. One case is talking about where you put the knife shalom kum hatach in the place that was still attached. Nafkamina gemara says shahat kum hatach mifsela bishchitai, which means when you do the shechita begargeret in the place where it was cut already, so that's nothing. Which means you only slaughtered the veshet. So in that case over there, it's one siman. And therefore, it'll be a nevela, which means the gargeret was the what do you call it? the gargeret, the kane was cut, okay, and you slaughtered bimkom hayetich tcharemet. That's nothing. You did nothing to the gargeret. All you did is slaughter the veshet. You slaughtered one siman. All right, one siman makes it a nevela. However, the case of terefa is talking about shelo bimkom hatach. Which means you slaughtered two simanim karaui. Which means, let's say the case of the terefa was talking about where you slaughtered both simanim, but what part of the gargeret became detached. So therefore, that would be like a shechita that was good. And davar acher garamna, something else caused it to become pasul, and therefore that makes it a tenefa. Which is bimkom chetek, where it's cut already, so you only did one siman. Shaitas pasul, that makes it a nevela. Masheikem bimkom shalom bimkom chetek. That means you did cut the gargeret, you did cut the veshet. So the gabed simanim, you cut the simanim. So cut the simanim doesn't make it a nevela, but since it was pasak a gargeret, so therefore in that spot that it was cut. So therefore, it's like a davar acher, and therefore it makes it a terefa. Let's read that in Nashi. And she says, "Kach shachat mukom hatach." Kelomar matniti neachas shab mukom hatach mukom shenifsak rov agargeret kvar. Okay. And the other case is talking about, yeah, sheken lo nitgalkel makom hashchita atzmo. Venimsa sheshachat shne simanim shelemim. That shenifsak siman echad shelo mukom hashchita, which outside of the shechita was nifsak. So that outside shenifsak takes it out of nevela and will be in the status of a terefa. Yeah. Can it air? Once you slaughter the simanim, so now you have to look at the animal as it was nishat and something else externally out of the shechita, even though it was nefsaka before. but I stored it in the place of the where it was attached. So therefore, I got my shechita in according to this answer. My shechita was done on two simanim. Oh, but it's detached. It's terifa. As long as you solve the simanim issue, you take it out of the nebilah situation, and it goes back into the terifa. That's the way he wants to answer. So what I say is, Umi Amar Bishwam Ben Akish. That's the Bishwam Ben Akish's answer. Does Shakish say that? Amar Bishwam Ben Akish shachat the kane. He slaughtered the kane. Okay. Ve'aharkach nikeva hare'ah. And then the lung got a hole in between the two simanim. Kishera. Alma, so what do you see according to Shakish over here? Keman de manha bedikula damya. Look at that sheet. V'hagat de kevareya. Ben shechitat kanet shechitat aveshet. So in between the two semanim, all of a sudden a hole came in the rea. Alma keman de rea teluya bekane. Which means the rea is connected to the kane. The lung is connected to the windpipe. Okay, v'nishchat the kane, and you slaughtered the kane. Have kemushin etla kulam in a behema v'nachat besal. So therefore, it's considered that whole section is already detached from the animal. And therefore, even though it became a hole, it got a hole after you slaughtered the kaneh. So once you slaughtered the kaneh, it's like the kaneh, whatever is attached to it, is in a basket. And therefore, that'll become a big deal. It's okay. V'tulo mitrefa ba'behema. And it's not going to become a terefa anymore. V'gabe pasak ol besof shahat nameh kevan diruban nefseka. Which means, why don't you say the same thing over here? When the rove of the gargaret is detached, let it be considered as if it's outside of the animal. Let's say it's considered already in a basket. Therefore, let's consider it detached. If we only slaughtered one simanim, it should be in the nevelah. How you tell me, Shlakish, that you slaughtered the simanim? No, once it's detached, it's considered gone. Just like he said by the kaneh, that when you slaughter the kaneh, and then it becomes a hole in the re'ah, it doesn't matter. Once you slaughter the siman, once you make shechita the siman, whatever is attached to the siman is considered outside of the animal. So the Gemara says, Hakaname, Kemand man habedikul adamya. Here also, in the case where you slaughter shalom kum haitech, where you slaughter the zalat, your question basically, when you slaughter outside of the haitech, you slaughter the two simanim, what do I care? Once it's rov detached already, it's considered outside the animal. So basically all you slaughtered is one. You slaughtered one, it should be a nevela. Why are you calling it a terefa? That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, Ela amar v'haya barav amar b'hanam la kasha. Simple answer. Kan kodem hazara, kan hazara, mishna lozaza mikoma. Which means, remember Rabbi Akiva, now Mishnah originally held that when you slaughter one simam, the animal remains a terefa. He called it terefa. Then he retracted. Oh, so this Mishnah later on that called it a terefa, that's going according to Rabbi Akiva before he retracted. And then later on our Mishnah, there was a retraction, and therefore we put, which means really they should have deleted that second Mishnah, because once the Akiva retracted, he holds a nevelah. We kept that Mishnah as originally way it was said, and then later on in our Mishnah we saw a retraction. Look at that sheet. Ela אמר רבי יוחנן, משנה זו דאלו טרפות, רבי עקיבא אמרה קודם שחזר בו. ומשנה דאלו טרפות, והודה רבי עקיבא לאחר חזרה. ומשנה דאלו טרפות, אחד שנשנית בבית המדרש, לא זזה ממקומה. Which means, once already they said it in the midrash, they left it. לא שכוחת תנאים, ולא עקרו המשמשתתם. אף הפי שחזר בו רבי עקיבא, וחזר שלו וקבו משמשתתם, אף לאחר חזרה, אף על פי שזו קודמת לזו ואין סד למשנה, ואף אגב דבר אחד המסיק לפני ידי מסד למשנה, אני מין לשנה ואחר כך, אוקיי, אנשים גיבג'י רוז over there, which means, even though there was a חזרה and everything, they still kept the משנה in, even though our משנה technically came first, because our משנה is in פרק השוחט, the second משנה is in פרק אלו טרפות, so therefore, לכאורה, where's the order of it? You tell me you retracted an hour pedic, and then later on you're quoting me a Mishnah before the retraction. So now she deals with that. Now she says, אף פי שחזר בו רבי עקיבא וחזרו ושלום וקבעו משנתם אף לאחר חזרה ואף פי שזו קודמת לזו. אין סדר למשנה. Don't worry, no order to משניות. Just because this one came first in Andaf, whatever, Lamed Aleph, could be the other Mishnah which was said later on really was learned first. So don't get fooled and say, oh, what do you mean? It sounds like it was Chozer and it was Perek. And then later on it was before Hazara. Okay. Even though you're going to argue that she says that we have a rule in one Masechet, there is a Seder to Mishnayot. And this is all one Masechet. Halimid Istam, Barakach Mahalokat, Mahalokat Kistam. Shekbu Akim Bissidurom, Mishun, Mahalokat Kistam, Malachat Kistam. In cases where you had a machloket in one Mishnah, and then a stam in another Mishnah, they were careful to put it in order, because there's rules. Machloket in the stam, or stam in the machloket, it affects who the halakha is going to be like. But in a Mishnah like this, that are not on the, and it can affect who the halakha is like, so you can put one Mishnah before the other, is not a problem. Okay. Now the Gemara goes to a Kedushia. Gufa. Amar Bishimon ben Lakish. Shahat the Kenne. Our story again. Beharkach, Nikibahari'a Keshira. אמר אבל הוא אמר בשמון בנקיש אלא בריאה הוא עיר בחיי ריאה תהויה בקנה אבל בבני מאיים לא. This was the Shakish said that when you slaughtered the kane, and then after the kane was slaughtered, the hole came in the ריאה, in the lungs. Okay, I got a hole. Something happened. So now what happened? So we say and that gives him a kishira. Aber it's a terefah, there's a hole in the re'ah. No, because once you get the kane out, everything attached to the kane is like it's in a basket. So therefore, it's got a hole outside the am. That's only by the kane and the re'ah, which are attached to each other. But if you slaughtered the kane, and then something happened to the b'nei me'ayim, that the b'nei me'ayim is the innards of the animal, the other parts of the am that are connected to the veshet. Oh, so if something happened to the veshet, I'm sorry, something happened to the b'nei me'ayim after one of the simanim, so therefore we're not going to say that. It'll to be a terefah. Because it got a hole and it's still in the animal. So therefore, only the things that are attached to the animal that you made shechita on. You made shechita on the kane, so whatever's attached to the kane is considered outside the animal, therefore, if you got a hole in it, it's going to be a kashira. Kane. And then the stuff that's attached to the vish that got punctured, so it's going to make it a terefa.
You
should have got the vish again.
If you did it.
Oh, sure. If you got the vish, the vish is also outside. Look at that sheet. אבל בני מאיים לא, אם נקבו בני מאיים בין קנה לבשת, אחר שריטה תקנה טרפה, וחיותה לבני מאיים לא בקנה טרי. Exactly, the life sustaining of the בני מאיים is not dependent on the קנה, it's dependent on the בשת, it's on the animal. לעולם דרך קנה שואל תחילה לפי שהוא סמוך לאור, והבשת סמוך למפלק. דרך is normally do the קנה before the בשת. Like we know, because the קנה is in the front and the בשת is in the back. So therefore you get the קנה, and then you do the בשת. So that's what it says. מתקיף לה רבי זירה מאחר שנולדו בסימני טרפה התארתי מה לי בריאה מה לי בבני מאיים. So רבי זירה is an interesting סיברה. He says, what do I care? Once already the animal has a סימן of a טרפה, what do I care if the טרפה is in the lungs, or what do I care if the טרפה is in the בני מאיים? Which means I don't hold like you. I don't hold that the reason why it's kishira is because the ri'ah is attached to the gargaret, and therefore it's considered in the basket, and therefore it's okay. I say that what? That once you start the shechita, there's no telephot anymore. Which means once you already put the knife to one of the simanim, already part of the life of the animal went out. Once already you're involved in taking the life of the animal out, no matter what happens at this point, even to the b'nei me'ayim, it's not going to make it a terefa. He's not as lenient. He said, I don't go with your sevela that says that when you do the kaneh, oh, so the kaneh is attached to the da'a is considered outside, but the b'nei me'ayim is still effect. No, once you put the knife to the animal and the life is starting to come out of the animal, it doesn't make it a terefa anymore. Terefa is only talking about where, let's say, it was there before you started doing anything with the shechita. Once you start making the shechita, then it becomes a terefa. It doesn't matter. It's too late. Look at Rashi. Itarta the spira lan kevad the miksata ashachit. Once already you started making shachita and miksata, tula mitrefa. Cannot become a terefa rule. She'et terefa lachatzi chiyut. A terefa cannot happen once half the life of the animal already was taken away. Da'alo spira lebizata mishum da'am kevad the merhab zikula. Anyway, the Gemara says hadar bar Rabizira. Rabizira eventually retracted from that opinion. Where do you see retracted from that opinion? the Ba'ir Bizera. The Bizera had the following question, which is Hadar Be, to agree with Rabbi, to agree with Rava, that there's going to be a difference between he slaughtered the Kaneh and then there was a hole in the Re'ah, or he slaughtered the Kaneh and then there was a hole in the Me'ayim. If it was a hole in the Re'ah, Keshira, hole in the Me'ayim, Terefa. Rabbi Zera wanted to say there's no difference. Then he says, no, you know, I agree with you. Where do we see that he agrees with Rava? The Ba'ir Rabbi Zera. Nekebu b'nei me'ayim ben siman le'siman. That's our story. The b'nei me'ayim got a hole in it between the two simanim. Okay. Ma, what's the deal? Mi mitzaref siman rishon le'siman sheni le'tahara mide nevela o lo? What's his question? Does the first siman connect to the second siman to take it out of a nevela status? Or no? Look at Rashi. Vehadar be Rabbi Zera. Mehai ta'ama ve'odu de ta'ama mishum de kemaha b'dekula adamia. Vere'ah. Rabbi Nehmei mitrafa shavisht adayin kayam. Uminan da hadar be. Where do we see you attracted? Vedevai Rabbi Zera nekibu b'nei me'ayim ben siman de siman al shikdata kanedu le'olam lishon. Okay. Mi mitztaref siman lishon siman chiv le'tara mide nevela or no? Mi amninan. Siman Rishon means the Kaneh, the Shchat Lebet Devarim. What's the purpose of the Shchaita of the first Siman? The first Siman is Matir the animal on two fronts. Leheter Achila, of course, Leheter Achila, you need to slaughter the Kaneh. Uletahara Mideh Levela. And also by slaughtering the first Siman, it takes it out of the status of a Levela. The Siman Sheni, Loba Latira La Achila. The second siman is not coming to matir achila anymore, because in between the bnei me'ayim got punctured. So once the bnei me'ayim get punctured, you cannot eat the animal anymore. So the second siman is not coming to be matir achila. Share nitrefa el letahara. It's only coming to take it out of the status of a nevela. So the first siman does two things potentially, and the second siman in this case is only doing one thing. First siman is matir achila and take it away from the nevela status. But once it became punctured in between, so the second siman cannot matir achila anymore. At best, it can only be matir taking it out of nevela. The enam shavin. So if the two simanim are not equal, en shechitatam mitztarfot. So I'm going to say that you cannot mitztaref the two shechitot. והפגב זה סימן ראשון לתאר בידי נבלה נמא לשחת. עוד דלמה, even though in one sense they're the same, this is the taking out of a nebela, this is the taking out of a nebela. But since the first siman also is matir achila, maybe I don't mistaref the two שחיתות. עוד דלמה, כמד ראשון אף לתארה מדי נבלה לשחת מסתרף בשני. עוד מה say no, it is mistaref. Now what's נפקא מינה? What's going to be the נפקא מינה להלכה if you say you mistaref them or you don't mistaref them? So he's not coming like this. Mekivan sheshechitat ha-siman rishon ena shaveh leshechitat ha-siman sheni. So therefore, exactly. Shem en shechitat ha-siman rishon yichola letztaref shechitat ha-siman sheni lechashev ma'aseh shechita echad. Ve'el kach, ha-behema nevela. Exactly. Because I'm going to tell you that you slaughtered one siman. Once you slaughtered one siman, and then you slaughtered another siman later, we don't mistaref these two simani. And therefore, once you slaughtered the first siman, the Be'ema will be a Nevela. Or Dilma. Correct.
Because you didn't finish Shechita.
Correct. Correct. You didn't finish Shechita because the second one is not considered connected. He slaughtered one Siman basically. One Siman was the Nevela. Or Shema Yushtim Shavot. In the sense that both of them can be Matin Nevelot. So therefore, it'll take it out of Nevela status. But it'll be a Terefa. That was his question. Vamrina, Davainu Deba'i Ilfa. So what are you talking about? Isn't that Ilfa's question? Rabbi Zera, that's Ilfa's question. What did Ilfa say? Otzi ubar et yado ben siman le siman mahu. What's the case? You have an animal that's pregnant. You slaughtered one siman. What happened? The baby inside the mother's womb over there stuck out his hand in between the simanim. What is that? Look at that sheep. Behag de Ilfa bebehema hamakshe ubar. We know that rule. That Ubar is permitted with the Shemitah of the mother. Meaning once you slaughter the mother, the baby inside automatically is mutar, even though it's alive. Doesn't matter. We consider that the baby inside is like a body part of the mother. And therefore, just like when you slaughter the mother, could you eat the liver? Of course. You slaughter the mother, could you eat the heart? Could you eat the all the other body parts over there? The lungs? Yes. So whatever's inside, you can eat as well. You could take it out of the mother, club it over the head, and eat it. It's considered nishchat. You don't have to make a shaita on the baby inside. That's the rule. Umbar nitar agav imu. Now, kvav, hotzi yado kodem shaita, but let's say before shaita, it stuck its hand out. Lina natan d'oto eved din telefa shechuta yesh lo she'enu metame demahan yade shechita letaharo. Oh, so that body part over there, you're not going to be able to eat it. I mean, the shechita is not matir that body part. It has a din of a telefa, only that hand. The rest of the animal you can eat, but the one that stuck out, that has a din of a telefa, that the shechita is not going to be matir that part. So I'm saying that before the situation. Lina natan שחט את אמו, אחר כך חתכה מגע נבלה, ואיבחים אומרים, מגע טלפה, שחוטה, אוקיי, וקבעי אלפה, הוציא עובר את ידו בין סימן לסימן. Let's say it stuck its hand out between the סימנים. מהו? סימן ראשון נשחט להתיר וטהרה, וסימן שני לא בא לאותו עבר, אלא לטהר. Which means, again, you see the two simanim over here have two different functions. What's the two different functions? It says like this. Doreshet merakatuv later on. Ubar nitar la'akila b'shechitat imo. Im odir b'imo b'shat shechita. Aval im hotzi et yado chutz kodem shechita, en shechitat ta'im mo'ele latir oto eved. Lada hachamim ha'shechita mo'elet al kopin nitarit eved midi tumat nevela. Which means, according to hachamim, at least that hand that went out before, the shechita will matir it, it won't be considered a nevela. Rabbi Meir says, "Ena shechita wala afrekach." The Ilfa is asking, "What's the din if you stuck it out in between?" Now, mi mitzaref siman bishon siman sheni. Do I say you did the kaneh, stuck its hand out, and then you did the veshet? If I say the two simanim are considered together, you have a tziluf over there, and therefore what? Letahara midin nevela. Therefore, at least you won't be able to eat the hand that went out. But at least it will not be considered a nevela, meaning the two simanim at least will be considered, because you saw the first one. Then it's like his hand out. If I consider the second one connected, so there'll be the two simanim, so it takes it away from a nevela. Or maybe we're not mitzaref. Why? Because the first siman is matiring it for achila, where the second siman cannot be matired for achila anymore because it stuck its hand out. So therefore, it's not considered making a shechita in that sense over there, and therefore it'll be a nevela. Look at Rashi. Mi mitzaref lishon lesheni, tap Rashi. Hoil vegam hu letaher nishchat, o lo. Okay. So now let's get the question again. You have a case. This is Ilfa's question. I have an animal. It's inside the mother's womb. What happened? It stuck its hand out. In between the first siman and the second siman. If it didn't stick its hand out at all, the animals can share, I could eat it. Now we're not discussing to eat that body part. For sure everybody wishes you cannot eat it. Sheila, is it a nevela or is it a tenefa? So one logic says, listen, once already you started the shahita, if you say the second siman is the mistaref, even though it's two different functions, because the first siman is being matila achila, and it's matiling it from a nevela, but the second one cannot matir this piece for achila anymore, because it's just like a sand out in between, but the fahor can be mitzaref to get it out of the nevela. Or do we say, no, it's not mitzaref? Oh, so the Gemara is saying, Rabbi Zera, two simanim, are they mitzaref when they have two different functions? That's Hilfa's question. What are you asking? The Gemara says, now, ad kan lo ebaya le ela le tahara midi nevela, aval ba'achila asura. Exactly, which means even Rabbi Zera, his only question is, do you mitzaref the two simanim legabe to take it out of the nevela status or not? Which means his question was what? In the case where you had the kaneh, that the b'nei me'ayim got punctured, then you did the second siman. So if you say the mitzaref to two simanim, at least it'll take the animal out of a nevela. But his question was not the gabe eating, which means to eat the animal. Eating the animal was not a she'ela. So what's the proof over there? So look at Rashi. Ad kanu ebaya ba'ashta adirina shmena demi adar bene bizema idil ed chizbe ed latara midin nevela mechad pshita ed ed trufam nekema de bene bene. Let's see the proof over there. Idu ayar bizra sove beta moshe rabi beshe bishma menakishne kivatare ashu bepteshe in terefa nosi. If he would have held that there's no such thing as a terefa v'hatzi chayut, that once already you slaughter part of the animal, once you slaughter part of the animal, so there's no more terefot. So then in this case over here, why did he osed the animal ba'achila? Which is once already you slaughtered the kaneh, and then the me'ayin became punctured. In his first logic, he should have said, so what? There's no terefut over here. He should have been sad to say that the animal is going to be keshera to eat. That wasn't his sefek. His sefek was, is it a nevela or is it a terefa? But he didn't have a sad to say that the animal is going to be keshera lachila. What do you mean? You just said, once you slaughter one siman, already there's no more terefut. And the fact that wasn't part of his question, you see that he must have been retracting from that. When I cut the kaneh, I could say that it has in a basket. When I cut the kaneh, it doesn't affect the bnei me'ayim. That's why I had a question on the bnei me'ayim. Do I mistanef the two shechitot, the two simanim, or not? Amar Ravaha ben Ravina. Who taught you? Because Rabbi Zera asked that question. Maybe Rabbi Zera le dvarav de Rabba ka'amar, v'ne lo svida le. Which means, maybe Rabbi Zera himself holds that once you slaughter one siman, I don't care what happens, not to the de'ah, not to the b'nei me'ayim, it's not a terefa, and therefore you can eat it. The animal's kasher. So what was he asking that question? He wasn't asking the question according to his shita. He was asking Rava, that you make a difference between Bnei Me'ayim and Re'ah, that you say that when you slaughter the kaneh and you consider the Re'ah part of the kaneh, and therefore it's like it doesn't make it a terefa, and therefore it's mutar b'achila. So he's asking according to his opinion. Look at that. She's brav de Rabba. Which means, but when you say that, but Bnei Me'ayim know what? Does that at least make it not a nevela, or is it still a nevela? Which means, by the ah, you clearly said, Rava, that when you slaughter the kaneh, and then the ah becomes a whole, no problem. Catch it to eat. Good. But you said that doesn't apply to the Bnei Me'ayim. Okay, doesn't apply what? I hold, you can eat. Because I hold that once already you slaughter one siman, it's not even a terefa. But according to you, that said that the bnei me'ayim is not attached to the kaneh, and therefore it's no good. You can't eat it. But is it a nevela or is it a terefa? If you mitzaref the two simanim, so at least you have two simanim. That was the nishchat, and then and therefore it takes it away from a nevela. Or do you say no? It doesn't take it takes it away. Or you say no, it's not mitzaref, and therefore at least it'll be a nevela. I know you say you can't eat it when the bnei me'ayim got punctured in between, but is it a nevela or is it a li? There's no chiduk. It's mutar ba'achila, but lecha, what is the? So therefore, Rabbi Zera, when he asked that question, it's no proof that he retracted from his own chita. Could be he was asking that chita according to the opinion of Rava. Good. He doesn't hold like that. He holds his kishira, whether the re'ah got punctured or whether the bnei me'ayim got punctured. Okay, now the Gemara says another point here. Amar Rav Chaya Yaakov Shva Mina, min Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, mezaminim Yisrael al bnei me'ayim, ve'im mezaminim avdei chivra al bnei me'ayim. Interesting case here. You slaughter the kaneh. The re'ah gets punctured after, which would you say? It's like it's in a basket. No problem. It's okay. You can eat from the animal. So according to that, we're going to learn a law. Mezaminim Yisrael al bnei me'ayim. You can invite Yisrael to eat from the insides of the animal after it was slaughtered. Ve'en mezaminim oved kuchim al bnei me'ayim. But you cannot invite a goy to eat from the insides of the animal after it was slaughtered. What are we talking about over here? My ta'amah. Yisrael the b'shechita talya milta. What makes an animal kasher for a Jew? Shechita. I don't care if it's still jumping around. Once you made shechita, the shechita is matirin. Kiban diika shechita me'aliyata. As long as you have a good shechita, ishtereleu. All the insides are permissible. However, of deko chavid bin hayras agilu by a goy. How do you make the shechita? You don't make shechita. You bang it over the head. You just kill it. Also, by goyim, it's the death of the animal that's matirin. And therefore, ubimita tal yamilta. And therefore, the ter achila is not talui in the clubbing it. The ter of the achila for the goy is when it actually dies, and therefore when the animal is still jumping around, it's going to be asura to eat because it's still even minahai. It's still even minahai. Hani ke even minahai damu. Oh, amazing. Which means according to this, you slaughtered the kaneh. Let's go slow. According to the shlakish, this kaneh now is like in a basket. Correct. It's in a basket, separate from the animal. So now, according to a Jew, can you eat that re'ah? You can eat the re'ah because bottom line, the animal is nishchat. Well, you slaughtered the second siman, obviously. Once you slaughtered the second siman, I don't care if the animal is still jumping around. You can eat it, even though it was taken out of the animal before the second siman, according to Shlakish. The re'ah basically is taken out of the animal before the second siman. But so what? Once you get the second siman, so therefore it's okay. I don't care if the animal's still jumping around. As long as you get the second siman, and even though you're saying, high, it was eating something that was taken out of the animal, when the animal's still alive, it's okay. Wait till you get the second siman. Once you get the second siman, this item that was an evid minahai, was from a live animal, becomes permissible. Meshe'en ken a goy. Even though you slaughtered the second, you banged it on the head. You banged it on the head. These items over here, you're not going to be able to eat. Because why? It's still alive. It's still jumping around. And therefore, for a goy, the only time you're allowed to eat it is only after it actually is dead and stopped moving. What is that to do with the shlakish exactly? So look at that sheep. Midrash shlakish. This is what we have to see this. The amar. Kibad shenachta kaneh. Once you slaughtered the kaneh, so it's like the lung is in a basket. You cannot invite him to eat the insides of the animal because the lung is there. So what? It's like you took it out of the animal when the animal was still alive. Which means, the animal is still jumping around, and this item over here, you took out of the animal and it's still, when it was still being befarkesed, ve'oved kuchavim la b'shechita tali heter achila didesh shelo uskura shechita. Exactly,
because you took it out before.
Exactly, it doesn't say shechita by the goyim. Ela even menachai nesalem ve'en yotzalem mideevil menachai ad shetamut, aval yisri yatzla mideevil menachai ayedesh shechita ta. So therefore, what according to that,
you can never
eat that piece.
You can never come out of that status for the goyim.
Correct. Which is bottom line, this piece was taken out of the animal when it was alive still.
Shechet, not
club. Yeah, well, you didn't make a regular shechita, but in this case you made a shechita. But since you see by the goyim, you don't need a shechita. That's the point. You're right. In this case, you actually did make a shechita, and therefore, according to us, the shakish at least, you made a shechita. So once you did the kaneh, it's like the lung is taken out. You can't feed that to a goy, because bottom line, that's called evid minahai. It was taken out of the animal, and the animal is still. It's still alive, still moving. Mashen ken by the Jew, what do I care? Bottom line, once you make the shechita in totality, the shechita is matir. And I made the shechita. Therefore the animal is mutal if you can eat it. That's the two sides over there. Okay. Interesting. He says, B'nei me'ayim elu nechshib ke'evin menachai. Sheken nahash netach ha'kaneh. Bottom line, it was taken out of the animal, the animal's still shaking. Problem. Am I shaking a Jew? What do I care? Once you slaughtered it, the eye's still shaking, big deal. Not going to affect it. Okay? Very good.
What about our original case?
The only question he says over here, לפני שראיתה את הבשת. Could you eat the ria after the canin, before the veshet?
No. How could
the
veshet? It's not true to
that. You didn't finish it.
But it's considered outside of the animal.
But you don't do shukita. The only thing that makes it mutar is shukita.
Which means what's the
before the shukita was complete?
What's the halamina to be able to eat it before you did the second siman? He says the question. Mefarshim yaku imarei amuter. He said achar shukita tekanet the first shukita tabeshet. What's the safek on that? It's what's considered outside of the animal.
It can't become a terefas.
So exactly, it cannot become a terefas. So what do you want?
You should be allowed to eat it.
Can't become a terefas outside the animal.
What that piece?
That little piece came outside the animal.
That's something you didn't promise shechita.
Yeah, but I want to eat it before. Okay, that's another question. But the point is, there's a difference between goyim and us. Amar papa, papa yetiv na kemet na v'chaber Yaakov. I was in front of v'chaber Yaakov. Uba'eh. I wanted to say, Mi'ikat midi Yisrael Shari, Olavit Kuchavim Asur. Hey Rabbi, what is Karakei? I wanted to ask him the following question. Is it possible that for a Goy, it's going to be Asur, and for a Jew, it's going to be Mutar? I mean, you have a case over here, where the Goyim are more Mahmir. However, Ve'lo Amri, I didn't tell him. I mean, I said, you know what? He gave a good logic. And since he gave a good logic, I didn't want to ask that question. And he explained it. He said, by us, it's dependent on Shiraita. Once you make Shiraita, it's okay. But shaking by the Goyim, it's not dependent on Shiraita. They must have been a high. Tanya, they don't have a Haber Yaakov. Oh, however, we have a bright and not like what we just said. I don't say, le'echol min ha-behema. Kodim shetetze nafsha. You want to eat from the behema before it actually dies. Hotech kezayit basa bebet ha-shiraita. You can cut a piece of meat from the bet shaita. There's no skin over here, so it's you just have to cut a piece of meat right after you made the shaita. I guess you have to salt it. Salt it good. But the hoya feyafe, clean it from the blood. Wait till the animal stops jumping around and eat it. Veochlo. Ehad or vet kukavim behad yse mutarim. You see over here? You slaughtered the animal.
You slaughtered
the animal. Okay. Why do you slaughter the animal? It's still jumping around. Cut a piece of meat from the Beit HaShaita. Cut a piece of meat, a raw piece of meat. Salt it. Clean it to get all the blood off and all that stuff over there. And eat it. Ben Yisrael, Ben a Goy. So we're retracting on what we just said. But you just said that the Goy, when you pull it off, it's still Meparkes, it's still jumping around, it's called Evamina Hai. Now we're saying that no, that even though you took the piece of meat off, you can feed it to a Goy.
But isn't that considered dead?
Still jumping around.
Still jumping, but even well,
you just told me a rule, but told me when the animal's still jumping
because
around.
Because when you only slaughter one, it's not dead.
What about checking?
Doesn't matter. Well, even when you slaughter the second siman, if the animal's still jumping around, you took out this lung when the animal's still alive.
I thought we said that one too.
What
the second one is considered dead, even if it's still jumping around.
No. Bottom line, if you slaughtered the first siman, and the lung is considered taken out, the lung was taken out when the animal's still alive.
Correct, but it's okay.
The animal's still alive. So bottom line, the animal's still jumping around. So if a buyer goy, originally we said, the animal's got to stop jumping around. Now you're saying not like that. Now you're saying you slaughtered the animal, and the animal, that's considered dead.
Even if it's moving.
Right. Midrabanan, you have to wait till it stops moving. But from the Ebim and the high aspect, I took this piece of meat now, when the animal was still moving. And what did it say I could do? Feed it to a goy. When you took it, when it was still moving. And you see that what we said from the name of Rav Habar Yaakov is not so. Tanya de look at Rav Habar Yaakov. Look at that sheep. I don't say they call shum de ma'alin. It's tasty when you eat it fresh out of the animal. Okay, next one. Mebet shoyt hashenu meusar efshet yachul aptuch biyad. You don't have to skin it. That part is already revealed. Kodim sheitziat nefesh. Umamtin la'achit tzera tzera nimar ba. Okay, you have to wait. You're allowed to take it before the tzera. You just have to wait till the animal actually dies, which is a gezerad and a banan. But the fact that you took it when the animal was still alive is not a problem. It's not a problem. It's not an evim and ice. You see, we were going away from what we just said. Originally we said, as long as the animal is still moving, goyim cannot eat it. Now we're saying, if the animal is still moving, goyim can eat it. Echad ovet kukavim. V'lamrinan b'mita talia milta. We don't say, oh, it's got to be dead. V'avi evim and ice. Look at Abaha. Navaha originally said by Goyim, it's got to be Mimita. Now we're saying Ben Jew, Ben Goy, B'Shleita Talia. And all the Shleita was done, it's not considered Ever Menachai. Messiah, the Rav Idi Barabin, the Amar Idi Barabin, Amar Bissak Barashian, Harotse Shiabri. Person wants to get healthy. What should he do? Hotech kezayit basar mebet shchitata shel behema. Let him cut a kezayit of the basar from the neck of the behema. Whether it's a goy, whether it's a Jew, it's a big enough community. According to this, mita is never a factor. Not for us, not for them. Shaita is always the factor. The gabei eved ben achai, it's a big question. Because if you say mita is the factor, bottom line, you took an eved when the animal is still alive. The initial thought was, since there's no shaita by goyim, they'll be dead. And if since you took these lungs out, these lungs are considered taken out. When the animal is basically still alive, so it's considered even in a high. Therefore, you cannot serve them these insides, these innards are forbidden to give to a goy. It's amazing to imagine that. Without, I mean, you cannot give a goy any innards of an animal. Because bottom line, they're all telling the kane division. When you saw the kane, it's considered you took a piece of meat out already. Like the shaki says, it's in a basket. So this piece was taken out already. But according to us, that we're going to say, well, no, shaita talim. Once you made the shaita, so the shaita is material. You eat what you want. You go, no, it's not so. We have a clear statement. The guy wants to be healthy. It's very healthy, that meat. Slaughter it, eat the meat right away. Cut it, salt it, clean it, give it to you. Throw it exactly. Give it to you. No, barbecue, you would have to salt it. But give it to you or give it to the goy, no problem. But it's still shaking around. We don't go like a Baba Yaakov.